So we've got Carmelo in from Cowes Academy.
Cowes Enterprise College, yeah.
Am I saying this right, Carmelo?
Well, yeah, you are.
Is that all right, yeah. Is it? It's not then, is it? How do you say it?
No, it is Carmelo.
Is it Carmelo?
It's just some people just...
Okay. Hey, look, it's fascinating because we were having a conversation, and you're a fascinating chap. We were talking about all sorts of stuff, but you've been on the 4Ps this week, but you didn't actually come in on the Monday, and we thought, oh, we'd skived off. But you were actually doing an exam.
Yeah, I thought the school would have informed you, but I don't think they did.
No, they didn't. But it doesn't matter. But I'm just fascinated by you've just had Christmas, feet up, hopefully feet up, having a rest. And there you are, like, within days of coming back from your Christmas holiday, you've got to do an exam.
Yeah, it's quite stressful, just thinking about the exam when Christmas as well.
That's tough. Yeah. That's really tough. So what was the exam?
It was English literature, drama and prose is the first bit of it.
Okay. Was it a stressful one?
Yeah. I'd say it was.
Okay. Well, any exam, I would imagine, is going to be tough times because they obviously lead on to. It's very important you have a good result and do a good exam, isn't it?
Yeah.
So where does this go from here? And by the way, people of my age, back in about 1805 when I was at school, this time of year, those exams that you would do would have been like mock exams. So they wouldn't have been like real. They would have been like putting you through your paces. This is what it's going to be like. But they would have been in February, not the first or second week back from a Christmas holiday.
Yeah.
So you got it tough, you youngsters.
Yeah. They do alter it so that it gets a little bit harder each year for each, like, school year of people.
I do sympathise with you because, say, there you are having a nice Christmas break and you should be focused on having a period of time off, spending time with your friends, your family and so on and so forth, and you've always got one eye on going back to school and doing an exam. How many more have you got in the next couple of weeks?
I've got one next week. It's also linked to English literature.
Yeah.
But I think the next tests are going to be in March. That's going to be starting for sciences.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah.
Every year. So you're revising now. And what's interesting about you is you say you go to school and then you come home and you may grab something to eat, but you're back at it. You're working hard on, coursework and so on and so forth.
Yeah, got to finish the coursework. Probably revision for, some mock exams we usually have.
Okay, so you've got it kind of tough. So when you're not working on your exams and your coursework and so on and so forth, what sort of things do you get up to? I mean, you're into music as we know. You love computers because we can't keep you off them.
Yeah, I usually like to go on social media, like edit photos, upload content. I think me and my brother made this Christmas video, and it was on YouTube anyway.
Okay, I'd like to see that. Is it a fun video?
It's like we were basically advertising our amazing Christmas.
Right, okay.
Dinner anyway.
Okay, because it's just a fascinating thing to learn from youngsters what their day entails. And we think that, oh, they go to school, they come home, they put their feet up, they do this, but it's not like that at all, especially when you get to your age, the dizzy heights of 15. When are you 16?
June.
Okay, and then you get another 2 years after that and you have to stay on for sixth form and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Where do you hope that eventually leads?
I hope to go to university and take, a computer science course.
Okay, so computer science is where you want to be?
Yeah.
Just for people like me that think they know what computer science is, just outline it briefly so I understand that our listeners do too. What is computer science?
Computer science is basically the study of making programs, writing code, actually making the language itself. It does heavily include maths and physics in it, and the sciences. You do have to learn a lot of maths for it.
Okay, so you're quite switched on with computers and technology and so on and so forth. And how hard is it for you to keep your hands off it? I mean, we may have to take the phone away and put it on a shelf somewhere, so because you're forever switching it on.
Yeah.
Are you like that with your computers and so on?
Yeah, when you get off your computer, you just go straight on your phone.
Brilliant. Well, we'll nail it to the floor in a minute, so you can't get it off the floor. I'm only joking. I'm not going to nail it, really.